Nice little roll that the Milan Wildcats have been on. Got a victory against Trenton a week ago. A little bit of a slow start, but once the engine started revving for Milan, they really got things rolling in the second half. Beat Marceline soundly on Monday. I know in talking with Coach Hurley that the Lady Cats, they got a big test tonight from a 16-2 South Shelby team. We'll find out about the test on the boys' side with head coach Andrea Dabney. There's a big game coming up. We'll certainly take a look at the battle for the Eastern Division title over at Gallatin on Tuesday. How are you doing today, Coach?
Pretty good.
So in talking about your team the last couple of weeks, one of the things that I'm starting to realize about your team a little bit is, and I don't know if this is an every game thing, but it certainly was against Trenton, that you kind of feel like you try to start the engine. Maybe it starts, maybe it doesn't. But once you get that baby humming, you guys go pretty well. And then by the end of the second quarter, early third against Trenton week, you were really flying.
Yeah, I think that we had difficulty figuring out exactly where our scoring was going to come from to start the ball game, and everybody was kind of forcing up some stuff. And finally, we realized that, once we went inside out, we were going to have a lot more success. And once we finally settled in a little bit, I felt like kids did that. And then they realized, you know what, once we finally establish a little bit of a game on the inside, especially against teams that zone us up, then it opens up gaps for other guys to hit some shots and stuff. And we were a little bit more patient, which I thought helped us. And then once you make a shot or two, then all of a sudden your confidence goes up and then everybody's making shots. And that was kind of the story of the game, I felt like, for us was once we got rolling, I felt like everything went right. You know, you have games where sometimes you feel like everything goes wrong. That was a quarter and a half there where I felt like everything went right for us.
And the things that you mentioned that make Trenton, despite, you know, a team that's struggling, rebuilding a little bit, the things that you mentioned last week that make the Bulldogs dangerous are the things that showed up in the first half. Yeah, in particular, Kiefer Tolson, a guy who can score the ball but also has length in that guard position, you had trouble slowing him down for about a quarter and a half.
Yes, they've got some really good pieces to go together, and when they put a full, complete game together, they're going to be tough. You know, they've got a good mix of some size there and some scoring in the perimeter, so I feel like once they establish an inside game and some kids start to score a little bit in the paint for them, I feel like they're going to be a really tough team. But, yeah, they just pose some problems for us, especially, defensively. We couldn't really get anything going. We kind of just forced up some outside shots and a little bit of off-balance stuff, and finally got to where we were, got our feet underneath us and did a pretty good job. I felt like going through Ahmet was something that we needed to do, and we've kind of just put Ahmet in the post a little bit just out of necessity because of some injury, and that's kind of been a good thing for us. We've kind of realized that, you know what, he can kind of play on the inside there and bang a little bit and get some offensive boards for us. So I also felt like in the third quarter we also turned him over a few more times, and that has to happen for us. We have to get live ball turnovers to kind of break things up.
When you're able to get, and certainly this is for any team, but yeah, teams are going to have kind of your third option and your fourth option on the floor, and as far as that sort of an option, an outside gunner, Nathan Keck, is that for you? But when he started hitting his shots in the third quarter, that was like gasoline on the fire. That's where you look at it and go, Milan could really get this thing rolling once Nathan started hitting his shots.
Right, and that's something that my assistant coach Duffy and I have talked about quite a bit. We kind of go how Nathan goes. You know, if Nathan's knocking down some shots, that really stretches the floor for us. And if we can make him, you know, the defense have to key on Nathan a little bit around the perimeter, that just opens up some lanes then for kids like Jeremy and Ahmet who can get to the rim, and, you know, they've got to have a little first step opening there. And once they get that first step opening, you know, they're pretty dynamic. So that gives us a pretty good 1-2 punch there. But I also felt like Jared Gonzalez finally stepped into the scoring column as well. And that's another kid that we need to step up. He's a really good outside shooter, and we've tried to move him to the outside a little bit now that we've moved Ahmet in a little bit, which I think will help us tremendously. Jared's a good passer, but we've got to get some more scoring out of Jared, that's for sure.
Ahmet is interesting because it's not the first time I've seen your team play with Ahmet Niasse, obviously. He does so much good attacking from the baseline. I think a lot of people would think, well, if you're on the baseline, that kind of cuts off your ability to, you know, to have a lot of the floor, but he's really good at that baseline, reverse, layup, getting after the rebounds. He does a lot of damage from that 5 feet marking in.
Yeah, Ahmet has a really high basketball IQ, and he uses his pivot foot well, and he's pretty deceptive because he doesn't look like he's real quick, but he covers so much ground on that first step that he's really good at sealing you off on his hip when he gets around there, and I think that's huge to his offensive prowess is that he can just use, he maneuvers around so well. He plays a lot of basketball in the off season, and plays against really skilled kids. Obviously, he's got a skilled player in his own house in Czech that he can play one-on-one with a lot, but Ahmet definitely he's really maturing into a really good basketball player, because, you know, we've used him on the perimeter and we know that he can get to the rim from the outside. But yeah, now that we've put him inside on the baseline a little bit, he's really like upped his game, and that's what we need from him. We need him to be a scoring threat everywhere on the floor.
Marceline, you came back on Monday. Those Monday after playing a Friday game, that was pretty intense for conference. They can be kind of tough ones to get through, but by all indications, I'm just going off of kind of just seeing the final score. You did real well against Marceline.
Yes, I felt like we were ready to play from the beginning. We definitely had a size advantage, perimeter, inside out. So we utilized that, forced them into some turnovers, and kind of everybody was kind of clicking. And I was, you know, like you said, you get a little leery about Monday games after Friday game, and I had given them the rest of the weekend off so that so we could all go and watch Katie Pauley play at Notre Dame. So coming back and not having a Sunday night practice or a Sunday night shoot-around, I was a little nervous about Monday, but then the guys did a great job of being ready as soon as the ball went up and kind of took care of business pretty early.
When I was talking with Chad this morning, and yeah, I know about the tradition of South Shelby girls basketball, and I took a look at their record. I go, okay, 16-2, it's going to be a really good team playing the Lady Cats tonight. I don't know what South Shelby has boys-wise, Coach. I could click on their name here and see what they have, but I'll give the mic to you. How big is the challenge against South Shelby for your team tonight?
South Shelby is a very well-rounded basketball team. They just played, Macon is an extremely athletic team. They just played Macon to like a 9-point ball game the other night. And they beat, they just came off of a tournament win in the North Shelby tournament. They beat Skyler like 37-29, which speaks volumes for the type of defense that they play. They're just really athletic. They play good basketball. They're good fundamentally. Coach O'Loughlin does a really good job with them. They move the basketball really well. They can score against a man or a zone. And they play some really solid defense. Nothing that's too flashy, but just makes it tough for you to get openings. They play really good help side defense, especially in their man. And they just do a really good job everywhere on the floor. There's not really anything that sticks out to you that you're like, oh my gosh, we have to stop this kid, we have to stop that kid. It's all of them. They just, and then they bring kids in off the bench that are solid players as well. Pretty good size and pretty good strength. South Shelby always seems to have that. You know, they always have pretty good athletes that are pretty strong. So we're going to have our work cut out for us. Hopefully we can force a few turnovers, but, you know, they're a pretty good ball-handling team. So we're going to have to make sure we pick and choose our moments. We're probably not going to be able to come out and press, you know, for three quarters of the game. We're going to have to make sure that we kind of bring that on and take it off and bring it on. So we're going to have to change some things up and change our defenses up as much as possible to try to slow them down. But it's going to be a good test for us. We have felt like all year whenever we've played a good team, we've kind of almost choked. You know, we just haven't really performed well. So this is a good opportunity for us late in the year to play a good team and see what we're made of.
Especially now going into Gallatin, and certainly this has been a game that if you're a fan of the Grand River Conference, you've kind of seen this collision between Milan and Gallatin coming down the horizon. You're 6-0, they're 6-0, so if you win, you get to play for the conference championship in a couple of weeks. We know what Gallatin has, that you've played them many times over the years with this group. What's the biggest challenge in trying to beat Gallatin at Gallatin next Tuesday?
Well, obviously, they're going to play well at home. That's a given. Whenever you have to go on the road and play a good team, that's going to be a tough challenge in and of itself. But I think we're, you know, you can't keep, everyone thinks, oh, if you can stop Bird, you stand a chance. But they have so many players that complement him so well and such a great mix. You know, they've got guards that can shoot from behind the line. They've got post presence inside, and they defend so well. So you have to be able to withstand the storms of them picking you up full court, and then you have to be able to match their scoring. It's not a team where you're going to be able to say, hey, we're going to be able to score in the 40s and stand a chance. And that's typically where we've been scoring. So we're going to have to make sure that, you know, we have good possessions at the offensive end, because you can't afford to go three or four possessions empty against a team like Gallatin. They just have too much firepower. You have to kind of match them, and then you know, you have to get a few key stops here and there. But for the most part, we're going to have to make sure that we score the basketball. And that seems to be our Achilles heel against good teams all year. So that's what we've been working on, and I feel like we are getting better in that. But you can't replicate at practice a team with the length and size and basketball IQ of the Gallatin kids at practice. So I think tonight will speak volumes for how we can attack Tuesday night. And so I'm anxious to see how we do tonight so that we can kind of make some adjustments for Tuesday. That's for sure.
Yeah. I just realized this last night, the GRC championship games and the crossover against going to be at King City. And if my memory serves, I think it was the COVID year 2020 when it was at King City, and that went pretty well for Milan boys basketball.
Yes, it did, and we would love to be in that position again, but we definitely have a tall task in front of us. You know, Gallatin has been the team to beat, I feel like, for the last couple of years in our conference. They've put together some really good seasons, and, you know, we're going to have to be ready to play, and we're going to have to shoot the ball well. You know, you're against a good team like that, you have to hit some shots. You have to hit big shots. So we're hoping that we have some kids that step up, and, you know, I feel like we haven't had everybody play well on one night together at the offensive end, so hopefully Tuesday night will be that night for us.
I feel like from Milan's perspective, too, it's at Gallatin. Folks know what Gallatin has. The longer that you can be in that game and kind of give Gallatin some doubt and just kind of stay in that, we talk all the time about, you know, staying in a game and getting yourself to that 4 to 5 minute mark of the fourth quarter where you can pounce. The longer you stay in that game, I think the more pressure is going to go on Gallatin's shoulders.
Oh, I think wholeheartedly, because we talk about that a lot in a lot of our games. You know, we've had some successful seasons here in the past, and we've played teams that, you know, you go into the game and you say, listen, we cannot let this team hang around into the fourth quarter because we have to put them away so that they know that they don't have a chance. And I feel like we're on the opposite side of that in the Gallatin game, like you said. It's all the pressure is kind of on them. You know, they were picked as the preseason favorite. Heck, we were picked somewhere in the middle, you know, so we've already surpassed where a lot of people thought that we would be. So we're just going to go out there and give our best effort. And like you said, when you're on somebody else's floor, if you can stick around to the fourth quarter and kind of make things tighten up a little bit, I like our chances there. I feel like we've done a pretty good job in fourth quarter of close games. So we're hoping that we can come out, and the first half is going to be key for us. You know, we've, against some good teams before, we've kind of laid an egg in the first half and been out of it there at halftime. So we're going to have to come out with a lot of strong firepower to start the ball game and just let the chips fall where they may.
It's one of the things I have noticed about your team, Coach, and I think, you know, the Maysville game is the one that really stands out to me as a really good victory for your team after I saw Maysville in person up at that South Harrison tournament. But you've had, you know, obviously, at 14-5, a really good season, but you've played your best basketball when you get into these conference games. You've been really good when you got some conference bragging rights at stake.
I think so, and I think that some things that helped us, like in the Maysville game, I felt like our kids felt like they didn't perform as well as they wanted to last year against Maysville. And sometimes when you know you only get one shot to play that team, I feel like that really puts a lot of pressure on that, and you want to do well in those games. So, like a lot of our conference schools that we only play once, those are schools that we really want to get after and we want to play well against. And there's no doubt our kids have set as one of their goals is to be, try to play for a conference championship and try to play for a district championship. So whenever we've played schools that are in our conference in our district, I feel like our kids have been pretty focused and ready to go, and they've been well prepared for that. And we just hope that that continues for us here in the next couple games.
And I've been seeing some of the teams out west too, in particular Pattonsburg and St. Joe Christian last night over at Gilman City, and that crossover at King City, that's going to be fun. There's some really good boys basketball teams out in the Western Division this year. Coach, we'll see you at Gallatin on Tuesday. Good luck tonight against South Shelby.
All right. Thanks a lot, Tom.